This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 119 for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Where if you can ink it, we're going to talk about it. Ta-da! How was that?
That was pretty good. You didn't miss a beat that time.
Bam!
I remember the days when you used to say it in, like, Zimbabwe or...
What was the name of the Tour de France guy who could speak Swahili?
Oh, that's
Paul
Sherwin.
Yeah, duh. I just need to hang with him for a bit.
Yeah, thanks for getting the first name right, because I wasn't going to be able to figure out the rest of it without it.
Let's see. Everybody in the chat's talking about Labor Day weekend. Hope you all had a good. Little mini holiday there.
Yeah, that's right. I guess that was this last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, and for some of us, school just started. I know generally down south, school starts earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Kids just went back to college. Dave's daughter went back. Apparently, Caitlin was up and ready and in a good mood, all ready for her first day, so hopefully that all went well.
Sweet.
He said that may be the only time this year that she's up and happy on time in the morning. I guess Caitlin's not a morning person. But everything apparently went pretty smoothly there. We haven't seen Garrett since he had class today.
No, he had class this afternoon or something.
So. This afternoon, and then he had work, so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Exactly.
802. What are we going to talk about?
You know, it's funny. I was cleaning some pens and putting some away, taking some out, putting some back, switching up the rotation. And I discovered I had some pens I didn't remember collecting.
Yeah, in your third drawer.
I only have two.
You have three drawers.
I have two.
Okay.
You have like 12. The point is, I discovered some pens that I had forgotten about, I think on purpose, and it made me think about intentional versus unintentional collecting. And so we're going to talk today about...
Intentional versus... my head hurts from you saying that.
Intentional collecting versus unintentional collecting, the accidental collection.
We're accidentally collecting?
Here, you know what? I'm just going to jump right in. Folks, we're going to talk about the pens nobody talks about today, right? So I was looking in the pen drawer to put some stuff away where they belong, and I discovered of all the things on earth.
Literally, of all the things on earth.
I have a collection of Parker Vectors. I mean, come on. I think I get that. No, Parker.
Oh, you want this one?
Yeah. Not just one black one. Okay. Not just one black one, you know.
Everybody's got the black one.
Somehow, I ended up with a burgundy, a turquoise, a lavender, and a navy blue with... GW Performance 87 on it. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that one. That's a rare one.
That, you know, I think it is. So.
Actually, I kind of like that. The turquoise one with the black clip. That's kind of cool, actually.
That's kind of funky, right?
Now, wasn't it like a couple shows ago where Bill Weekly had that.
That's not even a fountain pen.
That's not even a fountain. That makes it even worse. Bill Weekly had that Vector with the overlay on it.
Well, these are all rollerballs.
You don't even know what you have.
The only one that's a fountain pen is the black. Tim Girdler, I do not have the camouflage. If you have one, talk to me.
Where did you get those?
I don't know.
But
I now have a collection of four Vector rollerballs. That's even worse. I wonder if they work.
Wasn't it Bill Weekly who had that snake overlay or something on a Vector?
He did. I mean, seriously, who would put an overlay on a Parker Vector?
For like about 20 minutes, we were actually thinking about buying it, but it was just...
my collection.
What do you want for it? It was like 25 or 40 bucks or something crazy
way
like that?
Way more. And yeah, I must have been... something.
I don't know why you'd overlay a Vector. It wasn't a great overlay.
I don't know, but it was crazy. So I have this collection of Parker Vectors. One is a fountain pen, which is even worse. But the question is, what else do you have, Chatsters, that either was an accident or embarrassing or both? I mean, there was an auction in Raleigh a couple years ago where I somehow acquired this Pelican pen and pencil set. But that's not really a collection.
No, that's not it. It was accidental for sure.
That was. I'm just an alcoholic for sure. I do have what started out as an unintentional collection of Schaefer Scriptzerts because Dan Ruppert would throw them at me and I would catch them. Yeah. And then, of course, that led to intentionally collecting them after I had six or seven. Then I started to intentionally collect the wherever version, which is a little embarrassing because I'm collecting wherevers.
Well, you know... So go ahead. Now, were there any other kinds? It was just wherever's in the scriptures.
It turns out I have a fairly decent collection of Lammies. I liked the Lammy that we have that's mine that's a tester. But when I opened up one of the drawers, I discovered that I had several that I'd forgotten about. I had... apparently started to collect the unusual colors. I've got kind of an army green, and I've got not just the ones that are the limiteds that come out every year. I mean, some of these are older, funky colors.
Well, speaking of wearovers, now I have pared mine down significantly over the years. I started paring them down when I met you.
The first pen you ever gave me.
The first pen I ever gave Lisa was a wherever. A little pink.
He sent me this. Was it in the care package?
I think it was in the care package because you said something about you wanted a pink pen or you wanted something. And
I don't
know. So I found this. I happen to have this big bag of parts and I had this pink wherever, so I sent it to Lisa. But I actually have a collection of wearovers. Now I've gotten rid of a lot of them. I probably had at one point probably close to four dozen wearovers.
Why?
They're cheap, you know, and some of them are kind of fun, and they have fun plastics. And this one looks like a Waterman Ink View. And here's a really cool one. Actually, I don't know if this one even has a section in it. Oh, apparently not. this section just fell out. Really kind of a cool plastic from it, and I even have what's actually considered hard to find, a hard rubber wherever even. But I got rid of most of them. I think right now I probably have less than 10 wherevers, but they were purely accidental. You know, and you'd buy a lot of six pens and there'd be two wherevers in them, and you'd sell two pens off and you'd keep the others, and there you go. So that's kind of how I bet you I didn't pay more than $20 for my entire wearever collection because it was always included in something else.
Because they're wearevers.
I paid $20 more than I should have.
Yep.
I also have to admit, I'm going to pull this out of here, so apologize for the noise if I'm going to make some. I'm probably safe to say, I feel confident in saying that I probably have one of the, and I'm really not bragging on this, the world's largest collection of...
Uh-oh. No nib tire pens.
No,
say
no,
it
no,
with
no,
me,
no.
Everybody.
No. Yes. Esterbrook markers.
Was that intentional, or was that just somehow they fell into your lap?
Well, yeah, Astrobook markers and like felt tip pens. It's not really intentional, but you know, they were like, again, they were always cheap. You know, I have here's a permanent marker. You know, different colors, different. These two are actually the same, I think. Different color caps. I mean, you know, different sizes. Really, an Estherbrook's last day. But I have these. I have dozens more. It's just weird stuff people would bring to me. I think somebody brought some to me in Philadelphia this year. They brought me a bunch of them. So I don't know. It just sort of happened. You know, I collect everything Estherbrook, but that's.
You know, I think you sent me a set of markers. So does that count as a, like an instant collection?
Well, you know, those,
was that just...
those are probably classic now. I mean, those things are probably, I probably bought those 10, 12 years ago. Estherbrook was still, but 10, 12 years ago, was still making, actually, Barrel owns the name, was still making markers very similar to these. With the Estherbrook name on them in Mexico, and then I was able to get, I think there were 8 packs, and then there was also a 4-pack of different colors. And I bought a bunch of them thinking I was going to get rich. This was years and years and years ago. And I still have more than half. I guess that's an instant collection.
Okay. Just curious.
So.
All right. It's hard to beat Parker Vector Rollerballs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the wearovers I have left are actually pretty cool wearovers. I mean, you know, this one's got a 14-karat nib with the shield on it, and it's got an ink view window on the section. It's got cool striated plastic. Yeah, I kept the good ones.
Okay. Are there any pens that you collected until you got the entire set and then you got rid of? Probably not for you because you don't really get rid of your pens.
Not really. That's a tough one. I sold a bunch of pens when you moved up.
When we were working on the house.
We were working on the house. I probably sold 100, 150 pens.
Which was impressive for you.
Yeah.
You don't sell a lot of pens. I mean, I at one point intentionally collected a set of Waterman Ripple number 7s. That took a long time to collect, and those were gorgeous. And at
How
one
was the
point,
blue? Did you have the blue, right?
I had all of them.
The stub?
Yeah.
You probably hated that one.
I did. Didn't like it. I also had, I think, all of the pastels.
Yep.
And you know,
well, we have those now, right? So
yeah, very intentionally collected all of those. In fact, I would travel to shows. That was one of the things I was known for, was I would bring them to shows in the display case, and they weren't for sale. They were just to show.
Wish we had space. They would. We have the full collection now.
Cool. Yeah.
Probably even some more that you didn't have.
Probably. Some oddballs and things, but trying to think of other intentional collections. I mean, my script certs, I guess they'd have to go along with the theme for the evening of, I don't know that they're embarrassing, but they're certainly not a high-end
pen. You don't use them.
They don't write very well. They're not great writers. The nibs are really kind of crappy on most of them. But I liked the body. It was kind of a fun story. You know, it was a gift from Dan.
Yeah.
But what do we collect now? I mean, we have, of course, every time we say this, we find more Astrobrooks, but we have pretty much all the Astrobrooks we ever need.
There's two that we don't have.
What? Oh, my God.
For sure, there are three that we don't have.
You collect hard rubber pens with no nibs. I collect Auroras. You collect Omas. I don't know. We've got some great stuff in the chat. Tim Girdler has quite an impressive set of true writers. Apparently he's tweaked them and swapped out some nibs so they actually write. A cool pen. They're just too big for me, and they don't write well.
Don't we have one of those somewhere? Oh, I have one on my desk here. As luck would have it, you know, I have a, yes, I have a...
Well, we can send it to Tim, and he'll make it work right.
Don't worry, man. This is the second one. This is the second one.
All right, so who else is in the chat? Who can we pick on?
I don't know. Mr. Hurley.
Well, Steph was talking about Jin Hao's and Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good starter pen.
Yeah.
They're cheap. You can certainly find them. I mean, I had my share. I would venture to guess I had quite a collection of Heroes.
You know, speaking of Chinese pens, I actually in accidental collections, I actually did have for a while a collection of Chinese pens because I used to have a boss that he would travel to China, and every time he'd go to China, he would pick me up one or two pens, and he would save them for me, and he would give them to me. Some of them were better than others, some of them not so much. Actually, oddly enough, the ones that were the best writers were actually Mont Blanc fakes were the best writers, and I had three of them at one time. I think I still have two of them left. But
cool.
In fact, one of them, he told me a story. He actually literally bought off the guy. The guy was using it as his pen, and he wouldn't sell it. And he got into the cab. He offered the guy money. The guy said no. He got into the cab, and the guy said, wait. You know, then they're still negotiating as he's getting into the cab, as he's getting on his way to the airport.
Funny.
And he did buy it, and then he brought it in no box, and it's got a little ding in it. You know, so it was used, but that's kind of funny.
Now, I do have a collection of modern pens that I believe you consider to be embarrassing, but I don't.
You have a collection of modern pens I consider to be embarrassing?
I have a collection of Stipula Speed ballpoints.
Okay, all right.
I do.
They're not bad. They're nice.
Stipula Speed ballpoint is a great pen. It's a great ballpoint for when you need a ballpoint, but I have intentionally started collecting them, not just in the standard colors, but in the limited colors. So, there you go. And I'm kind of proud of that, so.
Yeah, and how many do you have? You don't have them all, though.
I don't like yellow.
Do you have the matte black?
It's at the store. I could have one.
It's at the store.
I have the...
Somebody wants to sell all their vector rollers to you.
That's Eddie G.
Is that Eddie G? Okay.
Yeah, I'll buy you a drink for him, Eddie. I have the light blue, the dark blue, the matte green. I have another one. A couple others. I have like
red,
five or
red
six.
Red.
No, we have red at the store. So, anyway. So that is another, I would say, intentional collection. When I can find a new one, and
It was kind of an accident, though. You needed a pen to use around the store.
No, these I bought because I liked the color.
Okay, so they fit under embarrassing.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So anyway, I just thought that it was an interesting topic because we can't be the only ones out there who somehow fell into... suddenly you have this collection that you didn't try to collect or you didn't try to accumulate.
You know, I have a collection of metal ball pens. In fact, yes, again, here happens to be one on my desk. This is a silver-filled wall. We got this at an auction in Raleigh. But I have a unintentional collection of these. I had one or two, and then I think you gave me a couple when we were dating. And then
of what?
These are wall... metal pens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're not technically overlays because the barrel is metal, so there's no hard rubber overlay. But I must have. I bet you these. I probably have 6, 7, 8 of them. Different sizes, mm-hmm. different chasing patterns. They're not expensive. They're can be really nice from nice writers.
You start, you acquire one or two, and you realize there are different patterns. And some of them are very interesting patterns, And generally, the nibs are pretty good.
Well, and, they're rigid. It's funny that you mentioned that, because that's exactly how I started collecting Nestor books. So, you know. And
oh, see, mine was intentional.
Mine was unintentional, and OCD took over. So I had I had a red. I for life of me, I can't remember if it was an LJ or an SJ, but I had a red LJ or an SJ, and then a friend of mine saw me using it, and she said, "Well, that's really cool. Where'd you get that?" I said, "Well, I bought it off of eBay. It was $15, and it was really inexpensive." She said, "Well, you think you could get one for me?" I said, "Yeah, sure." So I go online. I said, "Well, what color do you want? They come in all sorts of different colors." She said, "Well, you know, red's fine." Great. So I go online. I find a red one, and I buy it, and I get it, and it's the other size.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've got an SJ and an LJ, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't give it to her. So yep. This isn't going to work. So then I ended up, I bought like blue and green, and then finally I did sell her one that I had. But it's kind of how the Esterbrook thing was really totally an accident, because when I started collecting pens, I was really interested in shape or balance, and particularly, like I've got the black oversized. I love the shape of pens, but they were just a little bit too expensive for me. So, even 12 years ago. But yeah, Esterbrook was actually it was an accident.
That's weird.
Didn't know that story?
No. Look what I learned. We've been married for how many years and just learning this? Wow.
Totally.
What else are you hiding from me?
I don't know. What else do I have on this pen? Name a brand. I bet I got a pen on this pen.
I'm sure you do. Well, I mean... our friend Doug Vickery went through a phase years ago where he collected yellow pens, and he came to visit. His family used to live in Tampa, and so periodically they would come back and visit. And so Doug and I would meet. We'd have lunch. We'd play with pens and swap stories. You know, this find, that find. And he was purposefully collecting yellow pens, and it had gotten to the point where it almost didn't matter what brand. I mean, he had everything from higher-end Auroras or Deltas or whatever, and he had a couple pretty low-end pens mixed in there. But they were yellow, so it counted.
Well, he liked the color so much, didn't he buy his car? Ended up being yellow?
I think one of his cars was yellow, yep.
Is it Porsche or something?
He and Tom Levy and also had almost like a competition for their separate Schaefer Targa collections. And there are a lot of different variations of Targas.
There are so many Targas that when we were looking through the Targas not too long ago, there were... ones I had never seen, and I'm no Targa expert by any stretch of the imagination, but there's some wild, wild patterns. Can you imagine if those were available in the catalog today? We'd be looking at them going, no. Yep. Like the swirls and some of those weird.
Yeah, there are some cool ones. So, anyway, that's what I thought we would chat about today.
Keep it brief this week.
Yeah, keep it brief. Brian's on call again.
Yeah, I'm on call. So.
Yep.
Well, that's fun. If anybody's got any other interesting stories, we'd love to hear about them. What's going on in the store? Should we talk about that real quick?
We should, real quick, and then we'll move on. Big, huge news is the Sailor Sky is coming this week.
It's like 48 hours away.
It'll be here on Thursday, according to tracking, and I am giddy like a schoolgirl.
When that comes in, you better send me a text, and I'm...
We're going to be busy, Dave and I.
Oh, you're going to be busy. She's going to do it to me again.
Doo-doo-doo.
No, it didn't come in.
I don't know. So anyway, the Sailor Sky, which is just drop-dead gorgeous.
Can we take them all out of the box and line them up? And take a picture of all of them together?
I think we should.
Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be a very cool
picture.
Yep. All
right. So Sailor Sky coming in on Thursday. If you've signed up for a back in stock notification, you definitely want to jump on this, because it'll be late this month, maybe early October before the next round comes in. So that's exciting. Cool. Let's see, you put up some pens on the website this weekend?
Conklin Herringbones, the black trim versions. There's
those are cool.
Sunset Orange, Yellow, Majestic Purple.
That's a cool one.
And we can swap nibs on those, so if you like the color, just let us know which nib you're interested in, and we can make it happen. But the black trim ones have the black nib, and then the blue, the silver, and the slate gray have silver nibs.
Those are cool. Those are nice little writers. Nice the pattern is really cool. It's mm-hmm. it's very trippy.
Yep. So. Very nice.
Let's see what else.
Stipula Model T in black arrived. Titanium nib with some flex to it. So that's an interesting pen.
And the very cool red tool ballpoint is in.
Yep.
I think I want one.
Is this going to be another accidental collection? Because you have the special edition
multi-year anniversary edition.
Tool pen.
Yep.
So
that'll make two. That's not really a collection. That's just a pair. I can do black. Although I think one of our friends is having a custom color done. So if I got one of those, then I could have a collection.
Is Bert having a color done?
I'm not sure. It's either
Bert or Jimmy or something. Yeah, okay.
Yep. So let's see what else. So the Conklin Herringbone, Sky's coming in, the Stipula Model T.
Oh, did we say the Sky is coming in? The Sky is falling.
The Sky is not falling. The Sky is... Woo! Lots of other stuff coming in this week. I can't even keep track of all of what's coming in what day. We just are starting to get ready for the holiday, which kills me to say that.
Yeah, we've got some cool things planned for the store for the holiday.
Very, very cool stuff.
Some cool stuff coming in. I just ordered today, so.
Yep.
From a certain Italian company.
There are so many to choose from.
I know. It just keeps everybody guessing. What else?
Keep checking. You put up some new videos.
Yeah, we got some new videos, and we're doing a little different, an improved format, we'll call it. So last week I had Karen Dash, Ecuador, the Wall Eversharp Skyline Demo Collection is a very cool series of pens. And then also this week I did a video of in our new format of the Schaefer 300, which is still one of my favorite current modern Schaefer pens. Nice pen. So, and then we're going to have a couple more the rest of this week. So probably one tomorrow and one on Thursday. And actually, there'll be three more this week, I think.
Cool.
So.
Very cool. Anyway, I'm looking forward to starting mine. And then we had, this is a combination going on in the store, shout out. Jenny, Steph, those of you, Paul, those of you who know me well, you know that I am very, very, very rarely speechless.
Yeah, this was a double speechless moment.
Never speechless. And we had a visitor in the store who left both of us speechless, jaw on the ground. I wish that there had been a video or something of
the store's really long, right? I mean, it's
long and it's not super narrow. It's not narrow, but it's long.
It's longer than it is wide. So we could see this guest coming like all the way from the back door.
And I was looking at this woman walking through the store and I kept thinking, wow, she looks like Brian's mom. Oh my God, she looks so much like Brian's mom. Now, Brian's mom doesn't like to drive long distances, and yeah, Brian's mom...
2 hours away.
Yeah, it's 2 hours each way, and she doesn't arrive unexpected, without notice, because she's busy, we're busy, and you never know where we're going to be. It was crazy. And so I'm looking at this woman and she's got this goofy grin on her face, knowing that I'm thinking, she looks like my mother-in-law.
Yeah, and I happen to be sitting at the Parker case in the front, so I mean all the way in the front, and watching as she came down. But first time she'd been to the store.
It was Brian's mom showed up unexpectedly, and it was just a shocker.
Yeah, she
got us good.
She looked good, and
it was great to see her.
First visit to the store, and brought a friend with her, and
she brought you big brownies or something.
Yeah, she brought me some food.
Typical mom bakes for Brian kind of thing.
Yeah. So it was all right. So.
It was crazy.
Mom gets the shout out this week. So.
She does.
She probably will never watch.
That's impossible to. Oh my God, Andrew wants me to say, I can totally do that in a Valley Girl.
You can totally do it, man.
Totally. That's my generation.
That is your generation, yeah. Or my generation, too. I'm not too far behind.
No, it's a little before you, but.
I remember the books. I remember the books in school.
Books.
Yeah, there were books. You get your weekly reader.
It was a TV show.
Well, you know, you could get books on how to talk Valley Girl.
You read a book on how to talk Valley Girl?
No, you couldn't, kid. I was ready with them. Oh my gosh, it's getting heated here in the chat here.
I know. I can't remember. Somebody help me out. What's the name of that TV show that kind of brought all that Valley Girl
Valley
stuff?
High or something?
No, wasn't Sarah Jessica Parker in that?
I have no idea.
I don't remember. It's like, gag me with a spoon. Totally. Anyway, there you go.
All right.
Andrew's got to donate $5 now. That's my bucket challenge.
Do it again.
No, I'm not going to do it over. Moon Unit Anderson.
All right.
Anyway.
Anything else this week? We'll keep it short.
No, I don't think so. We've got
a
special visitor coming tomorrow. That's exciting.
So
Square
excited.
Square pegs, that's it.
There we go.
So we've got a visitor tomorrow, and we've got boatloads of stuff coming in. We can't talk about it. It's like Fight Club. So that's it. Anything else you need to mention?
I don't think so. We should take a picture tomorrow. Take a picture tomorrow, and we'll post it.
We should.
Maybe you, I, and Dave behind
that. That would be great.
Counter or something.
Yeah, we don't have that many new pictures of the store since we've moved things around. We've added, we've got a new case, we've redone the paper.
Yep.
Lots of exciting stuff coming in.
So, cool. All right. Well, let's call it a night then.
Let's do that.
So thanks everyone for joining us this evening. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens, write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
You can catch us online and send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net. Or you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all other social media as AndersonPens.
Blog is blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of new products, special sales, stuff going on the website and the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast this evening. And we will see you next week. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.